Representative Quinn said that he was only running two bills this session. One bill came about in response to the October 19th crash on US 40 that resulted in the death of six people. The crash happened when a dump truck driver, while under the influence, crossed the median and caused the accident. The legislation Representative Quinn proposes would require employees to enter into a contract to monitor the driving record of each employee required to have a CDL as a condition of employment. The other bill Representative Quinn is running regards tax reform.
We do not have a revenue problem in the state of Utah. We do have a revenue sourcing problem in the state of Utah. The state of Utah is unique in a lot of ways, but in one way, we commit that 100% of our income taxes will be spent on education. And then everything else in government, everything else that we do, roads, prisons, courts, Medicaid expansion, everything that we do is based on sales tax primarily. In the general fund, and that's where we are in a serious deficit. We have money in the education fund, we do not have money in the general fund.
Representative Quinn says the bill looks to broaden the base and lower the rate.
We will be trying to expand sales tax on services in the state of Utah. We have tried to hit everyone equally. We have tried to spread the pain out equally. And then we are lowering the sales tax rate. Coupled with that, we're lowering the income tax rate as well. This will be not revenue neutral, it will be a tax cut. I know the governor spoke at our state investments said $225 million tax cut. Speaker Wilson has said $225 million tax cut. With the revenue numbers that we got yesterday, I'm not sure what the number will be, but there will be a tax cut. This will not be a tax increase. 95% of Utahns will pay less as a result of this bill, not more. Several years ago, 41% of our revenue came from income tax, 41% of our revenue came from sales tax. Today, 52% of our revenue comes from income tax, and only 31% comes from sales tax, and that disparity is increasing. We no longer buy stuff. We buy services.
Representative Quinn said that without the change, the state would be forced to shut down all planned road construction projects in 2 years. Also in attendance was Senator Ron Winterton. Senator Winterton is in his first year as the state senator representing District 26. He was assigned as the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee. Senator Winterton said they received a presentation from Wasatch High students about vaping.
I asked the kids when after they made their presentation, I said, what do you think we ought to do with this? And they actually said, we need you to be stronger on that. I said, so we need to make it stiffer? Do we put it with tobacco? Do we put it in a specialty shop? And they said, we want it in specialty shops. Make it harder for the kids to get access to it. But this is one of the crises we're seeing with our youth right now. And they get addicted there, and then they go over to the cigarettes. But they think it's harmless. I don't think that government should be in our lives, but yet we need to make sure that we're taking precautions that will have our youth around to be able to carry on.
Senator Winterton said he's appreciative to receive input from his constituents.
But it's a great honor again to be able to serve you guys. I appreciate the input that I get when I receive something on a bill or something. That raises the flag for me and my intern so that we watch those bills.
That's State Senator Ron Winterton. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.